We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
A kick and pitch.
Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider off the outside. Kittredge strikes out the side. How about Andrew Kittredge? He had an immaculate top of the seventh. Nine pitches, nine strikes, three outs. What a performance.
Welcome back in. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score is the Rahimi and Harris Show with Mark Grody and Rami Makhlouf. And get ready to talk about the Cubs game, which you heard right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score last night. Yeah, everybody loved grabbing on to that. We have an immaculate inning. It has occurred for Cade Horton, who was really good last night. Let's talk about the Cubs game last night and then widen our conversation as well as to where we are as far as Cubs angst is concerned and where it actually might be coming from. But if I might, I'd like to share a little bit of breaking news on the score, which is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. I just thought this was kind of interesting from Sportico. The current owners of the Chicago Bears, the McCaskey and Ryan families, have reached an agreement to share the equity owned by late investor Andrew McKenna in a transaction that values the Bears at roughly, you ready to hear what the Bears are worth right now?
Yeah.
$8.8 billion. According to multiple people familiar with the details, the two families will share the roughly 2% of the team as part of an agreement, said the people who were granted anonymity because the details are not public. After the transaction closes, the McCaskeys will own about 77.5% of the Bears, with the Ryans holding the rest. But 8.8 billion.
I'm not a money guy, Grody. That's why my wife is the CFO of the household. I'm not good with money. But I don't understand how companies are and organizations are valued. Like, I watch Shark Tank and they come out and they're like, I'm asking for $50,000 for 1% of my company. I'm like, how did you come up with that number? What do you mean? What does that even make your company worth?
The worth of these teams is the most unrelatable thing in the world.
It's crazy.
And then it gets crazy ideas into your head too. Like, why aren't they spending for everything and everybody? And I understand there are salary cap ramifications, but there will be some people's minds who go there. Good for the Bears. They're worth $8.8 billion.
I do know, at least I think, that doesn't mean they have $8.8 billion in the coffers just to spend. I don't think that's what it
means. Is that cash back? Can they go to the ATM and grab $7 billion? How would you like your money, sir?
I'm pretty sure that's not how it works.
No, it doesn't work. I don't know the ins and outs of that, but the team is worth. How much of it is liquid? I don't know how any of that works.
Good for them.
$8.8 billion.
A lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. Cubs yesterday with if there was a must win, there it was. Oh. The Cubs avoid the sweep day. They beat the Reds 6-1. They got what they needed from Cade Horton, who has been really good in general. As a matter of fact, he has not allowed a run, Rami, over his last 23 1/3 innings. That was the last time he gave up a run was early July. So that's pretty cool. I think I saw a graphic last night watching the game that he passes up Kerry Wood, who had held the rookie record
most
scoreless innings. Yeah, they just put it up there real quick. So that's pretty cool. It's pretty nice, like when you see Cade Horton has not been a 10 this year by any means. He's not ready to step into the number one spot, but it's been a really nice development of Cade Horton so far for the Cubs.
Yeah, it makes you feel better about a number three starter in a playoff series, and when they didn't go out and add to the starting rotation at the trade deadline. You just gave the stat. He hasn't allowed a run in 23 1/3. Could I add a couple more?
Please
Cade
do.
Horton
raise
stats
me. Raise me.
Over his last six starts, a 1.05 ERA.
Wow.
And after his worst career start in Houston, where he gave up 7 earned runs in 4 innings, he's made 6 starts, 5 of them scoreless.
That's pretty awesome. That's really good.
He's been dominant.
Right. And it just and then it makes you wonder, as this season, not only helping you now, but helping you in the postseason, which when he first 67 pitches last night. So they're still being careful with him. No doubt about it. There's no doubt he probably had more gas in the tank last night after 67 pitches. But they are using him like a guy that they want to make sure he's preserved to pitch when it really means something. And hopefully it really will mean something at the end of this year.
And with the way the bullpen has been a little shaky lately, I understand why they're taking him out at 67 pitches, but I start biting the fingernails when they do. When they go to a Drew Pomeranz yesterday, I'm like, oh boy, here we go. But they got the job done yesterday. The bullpen got the job done yesterday.
I mean, in really good fashion, Andrew Kittredge strikes out the side in the seventh after giving up the 3-run homer the day before, which was painful because he got booed. Big credit to Craig Counsell for saying, get your ass back out there. And big credit to Andrew Kittredge for doing what he did, striking out the side after giving up the blast. Who was the guy that he gave? Spencer Steer. That's right. I just love that name. The Steer Dog. Yes. but you got to be happy for Andrew Kittredge.
Yeah. I mean, and you got to feel a lot better about Andrew Kittredge after seeing what you saw yesterday. That bullpen has been putting a knot in my stomach here for the last week or so, maybe a couple weeks now. It's been hit or miss with that bullpen here for a couple weeks, and it's tough to win baseball games when that's the case, especially when you're not scoring runs the way they haven't been.
There's no doubt the guys that you have, and this happens in bullpens. It's just a matter of hopefully they're not falling off the cliff because it happens spontaneously. There's this spontaneous combustion that occurs with relievers, where Adbert Alzolay last year,
right?
All of a sudden, he's no good. You know what I mean? This happens with relievers, and you just hope that none of that is going on for this year. And I don't think that's the case, but you never know. Let's listen to Andrew Kittredge. As long as we are talking about him, what he had to say about his immaculate inning last night.
Listen, I feel like I deserved to be booed last night. And it was somewhat embarrassing performance. So, I know that it kind of comes with the territory a little bit. So I try not to read too much into it and just try to be confident when I take the mound.
Yeah, it should be clear. He was talking about how he was booed the night before after giving up the Spencer Steer three-run homer. There were murmurs of boos, and then there were, then when he put runners on first and started two men on with one out, then it was like...
It was raining
you get,
boos.
You get into your ass. Yeah. Did you think, by the way, those boos were really aimed at the pitcher or the situation that the Cubs, the very stressful situation this Cubs team has put their fans in where they were seven and a half up on the Brewers and now what, four games back of the Brewers right now?
Yeah.
So I thought those boos were kind of, we're very uncomfortable right now with the Cubs.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Boo.
Yeah, that was Cubs fans' frustrations flowing over and being directed at Kittredge. I don't think that was all about Kittredge.
It was not about Kittredge.
At that moment, no.
Yeah, you're good, Kitty. This hour is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I like that kitty business, huh? Kittredge was good yesterday, and the home runs came.
Oh,
little,
man.
Dirty little secret here. Cubs offense was so good early in the season because they were hitting the ball over the wall, and Seiya Suzuki goes deep, Dansby Swanson with a home run, Ian Happ, all pretty late home runs in this game. So that was pretty nice. It's Grody and Maklouf here in for Rahimi and Harris. That had to make you feel good yesterday.
That probably more than anything made me feel good yesterday, Grody, because the heartbeat of this baseball team and the thing that was making it go and made them so good before the All-Star break was that offense, which was dominant. I mean, it was as good as, if not better, than any offense in any lineup in baseball, the way that they could put up runs, and the hiccups of the bullpen and even some spotty starting pitching performances, they wouldn't be as glaring if you were scoring runs. I mean, I don't know if I've shared it in this time slot or with you, Grody. I have what I call the Maklouf theorem. Have I shared the Maklouf theorem with you?
I had no idea you had a theorem.
Okay. All right, boys and girls, get your pens and papers out.
Wow.
And write this down.
Turn it off my mic right now.
It's very complicated.
Robbie, write this down.
We have a theorem, right?
I knew this was going to happen. Someday somebody was going to give a theorem on the radio, and here it comes.
If you're in your car, don't write it down, but otherwise.
Write that down.
Write that down.
Yeah.
The more runs you score, the more you can allow and still win baseball games. And the inverse is true, that the fewer runs you allow, the fewer you will need to score to win baseball games. I know, very complicated. I checked the math, guys. It checks out. It's a fact. It's real.
I'm scribbling this down.
I know. Yeah. Try to keep up. But that was at the root of the problem of this Cubs team and their struggles here the last couple of weeks, is they just weren't scoring runs at the clip that they had been prior to the All-Star break. And if they can get back to that, We can deal with a little bit of a hiccup from the bullpen or from the starting rotation.
Amen.
The bullpen, the lineup just has gone silent since the All-Star break. And so seeing them put up the six runs yesterday and put the ball over the fence made me feel a whole lot better. I just hope that they can keep it going into the weekend against St. Louis and beyond, especially that Brewers series, that five-game Brewers series.
August 18th, don't think I don't have that date in my brain right now. August 18th, a five-game series.
And between the Cardinals and the Brewers, they got the Blue Jays, who just scored 45 runs in a three-game series. So they're going to need to put up runs, I think, here in the next couple of weeks if they're going to stay in the hunt for the division and or at least keep that lead atop the wild card race.
If I may use my analogy now for scoring runs, it's the ultimate cleanser. It's like a fixer. It's like spraying Febreze all over your apartment, like when you need a in a moment's notice.
I love a good Febreze bomb. Love a good Febreze bomb. Oh man,
you know the problem with Febreze or anything is somebody walks into your place and they smell the Febreze, they know there's been some cleanup. Okay. Okay, where's the mess? What's been going on in this place? What the hell has been going on here? The other thing that I wanted to ask you, because we were talking about this backstage, and of course, there is a certain amount of angst going on with the Cubs. The Cubs are still really good, guys. The Cubs are still probably going to be in the playoffs. It may be harder to get there by way of the division, but Rami, you were talking about what may be adding to some of the stress of Cubs fans.
Yeah, I haven't had a microphone for I don't know, a week or so, 10 days maybe here on the Score, but I've been listening and I hear the panic, I hear the frustration, I hear the anger, whether it's with the way that they're playing or whether it's with the handling of the trade deadline and not, you know, addressing third base or not getting a starting pitcher or not doing, you know, adding a closer, a shutdown closer to share those duties with Palencia. And I get it. I'm not saying that there isn't any merit to those criticisms and with that anger and with that frustration. I don't think it would be what it is if the Brewers haven't looked indestructible since the All-Star break, or really since the last week in May. You know what I mean? And I know that the Cubs don't exist in a vacuum, but bottom line is they've had like a couple bad weeks, or maybe not even, maybe just like 10 bad days over the course of the season. And if you just step back and take the 30,000 foot perspective of it, it's still one of the best lineups in baseball. They still have the second or third best record in baseball. They've been the most consistent team in the major leagues this year. They haven't been swept yet this year. They don't have a losing streak longer than three games in the entire season. So I think if the Brewers weren't doing what they were doing, the hysteria wouldn't be as loud as it has been here the last couple of weeks with the struggles that the Cubs have had. I think that people are looking at the situation more than they're looking at the team itself. And bottom line is, man, the Brewers are just unstoppable right now. And I'm not saying they're not a good team and they can't keep winning at a high clip. They can't keep doing this.
Oh, don't say that, Rami.
No, they can't keep doing this.
I made the mistake of saying that at the beginning. I understand what you're saying. They're so hot right now that it's got to slow down. But I have my own sort of stress and angst from the fact that I thought this year would finally be the year where we could say, no more of this funny stuff from the Milwaukee Brewers. And I think it was, for me, it was symbolic when Willie Adames signed that deal with San Francisco. I was like, okay, I feel like it's safe to go back in the water again. Because Willie Adames was a growing Cubs killer. He was a destructor. But I was wrong. I was dead wrong. So for me to even doubt that they're going to become less hot than they are right now, I fear that greatly.
See,
right
I,
now.
I thought the Brewers would be the team that the Cubs would have to contend with to win the division, even with the loss of Willie Adames, just because, and for those who don't know, I've spent some time in Milwaukee, worked up there. I still actually live up there and have followed this team pretty closely.
It's okay, Rami.
They I mean, Willie Adames? So what? They lost Craig Counsell. They lost David Stearns. They lost Corbin Burns. They lost Josh Hader. They trade Devin Williams. It doesn't seem to matter who they trade or let walk in free agency. They find ways to plug those holes and keep plugging along and being a competitive baseball team. So I thought they'd be good. I thought they'd find a way to be good because they always do, but they're 9-1 in their last 10 games, Grody. They can't keep this up. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And if they were, you know, 6-4 or 7-3 in the last 10 games, the Cubs are a game or two out. And I don't think we're having the panic and hysteria that we're having if they're a game or two out versus four games out where they sit right now.
And conversely, the Cubs offense, and maybe last night was the start of it, the Cubs offense is going to get it back on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I have reason to believe. I mean, you either believe in what the Cubs have done this year for the most part with the bats, or you don't. I still believe that they are going to be there. What scares me a little bit about the Cubs is their own past. Like, while Milwaukee has been doing similar things year,
that is
so
true.
Have the Cubs, literally back-to-back 83 and 79 seasons for the Chicago Cubs. Last year, they were 17-9 in April last year. And then there was the advert, all the stuff with the bullpen. That season started to slide out of contention in May. But in 2023, that was a choke season for the Cubs. They got it back on. They were in the lead, and then they just faltered down the stretch, 83 and 79. I don't think I mean, that's like worst-case scenario. These are nuclear things that go through my head, you know, with the Cubs, just thinking about their past and what has happened. Not their past, the recent, the last two seasons, 83 and 79. I don't think they're heading to that.
They're not winning 83 games this year. They have 66. Now, if they win 83
games, it's a real problem.
You're going to hear me lose my mind on this radio station. I still think they're a 90-win ball club. And, man, if they win 90 games and the Brewers still win the division, tip your cap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not
90 wins is, for me, in any given season where I expect my team to contend and be a good, solid baseball team, 90 wins is the bar. If you hit that and you still don't win the division, you just tip the cap. You know what I mean? And I do still think they're a 90-win ball club. I do still think 90, maybe 92 or 93 wins gets this division. And again, if it doesn't, man, the Brewers were just that good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just accept the Brewers. It's time to accept the Brewers as our savior. Yes, that is time we must accept them.
No.
No.
That's a bad take.
We got to take a break here. But first, real quick, there an apology has been made on the text line. Our friend from the 219, our guy Wayne, Rami. He said, Rami, I'm sorry I messed up your name, buddy.
All good, bud.
On live radio. It won't happen by me again. Great to talk to you guys. Wayne from Lafayette.
Appreciate you, Wayne. And don't worry about it. My name's been getting screwed up since attendance in kindergarten.
Nice to meet you, Lonnie.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.